Good morning. It's just after 9 a.m. on Thursday, September 29th, 2011. We have a work session of the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and it's to deal with case number PU-11-162, Elite Inc. Bison 3 Wind Project, Oliver and Morton County Siting Application. For the record, and for anyone that's listening in, this is Commissioner Tony Clark. I'm joined today by my fellow commissioners, Kevin Kramer and Brian Kalk. In addition, in the room, Jerry Lean, lead staff member on this particular case, is with us as well. Are there any welcoming comments from my fellow commissioners?
Just good morning.
Brian here. Good morning and welcome. And just take administrative note of the Bison victory over the Minnesota Gophers last weekend.
You notice they didn't call it the Gopher Wind Farm. And by the way, too, for those wind advocates, it is really, there's a lot of electricity being generated today in North Dakota, if you haven't noticed, by wind.
So we appreciate the Bison Wind Farm.
With that, again, for anyone listening in, the work sessions are just an opportunity for the commission to discuss amongst itself and with staff pending matters, and at this point what we have before us is a draft order, findings of fact, conclusions of law and order on the Bison 3 Wind Project, which we've had the hearing for, and the draft order is before us. We can just sort of briefly go through it. Usually the way that works best is to just page by page see if there are any edits that any of us have to propose. Pretty straightforward order, pretty straightforward case. This is our third one of these with the Bison projects, and weren't any surprises came up, so this probably will not take a long time. Page one, any questions or comments?
No.
Okay. Page two.
The only question I had is just to make sure we're following that same format that we put together here a while back, right, with all of our orders?
With the wind farm orders anyway, that I'm doing, we are.
Yep. Okay.
The transmission line orders, we didn't quite have the same format worked out, but for the wind farm orders, yes.
Okay. Thanks, Chair. Mm-hmm.
Page four.
Comments.
Five. Six. Seven.
I did have one question on page seven. Okay. On number paragraph 38, Jerry. When we say they have a legal obligation, how do you, sometimes you cite the references and sometimes you don't? I guess, do you have to cite what the legal obligation is, or only under the conclusions is where we have to cite the code?
We haven't cited it in this before. I think we...
I mean, is it implied somewhere else?
But don't they certify the decommissioning rule, or is not?
They do. That. It's in the certification that they'll decommission.
No, that's fine. That was my question, is just where is it at that they know what exactly to go to for the decommissioning?
But we have decommissioning rules. I could put a reference to them into this paragraph.
Well, I'm just asking that question, just somewhere where if there ever was a question, what exactly are the...
Used to do is as an ordering clause, or maybe as a finding, I don't remember, but we used to reference that they agree to meet the obligation of the rule. And that's in the certification now, which I think is fine.
But we had a law and a rule that addressed decommissioning.
Right.
So
I think Brian's point is, it is, when you read a paragraph like that or something like that, it leaves you wanting a little bit, even though we all know that there's that they've certified to it, just like tree mitigation or other things like that. But anyway, it's
Well, that was my thing. If you feel it's covered somewhere else, I'm okay with it. I just wanted to ask the question.
Yeah, no, that's a good question.
What do we have? I mean, as we get into the 10-year period is soon up. I mean,
our first one is coming up. First 10-year.
Maybe this is a sidebar meeting down the road, but with what folks have agreed to early, I mean, that could be a moving target, couldn't it?
You know, I'd have to check on the 10-year thing. I mean, and read the law and everything. If it's 10 years from when we put the rule in and they started filing their plans, or if it's 10 years from when the first facility went in, that the bond could be required. But it says a bond could be required after 10 years. It doesn't say it will be.
No, that's right. It's our discretion to determine what, if any, financial instrument is put in place to protect. But Jerry, I don't remember, and you're right, it could be maybe a meeting for a different day with a little research. But I thought that things were all pretty well. It was important to grandfather everything in, including previously cited cases and smaller wind farms.
There was a requirement that the previous cited, if I'm remembering this right, had an obligation to file within a year or something like that, a decommissioning plan. Yeah.
Maybe let's just do that. This is fine for me. We'll schedule a work session on that.
It's a good point.
But it's a good point, and Brian, one of the things that we, you know, fall into it because we're so doggone busy. These are the times when these things come up, and then we don't think about them again until the next one. You know, and everybody's got plenty to do, so it's a good reminder. Honest, when I first was a commissioner, though, I learned more reading orders than I did anything else. You know, it's kind of an amazing. Mm-hmm. They're really quite good documents. I wish more reporters took time to read them.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, anything else on 7? Eight. Now we're just getting into conclusions. This is where we deal with the tree and shrub mitigation specs.
As is, the tree and shrub mitigation would have to be met, and they'd have to comply with it.
Oh, that's
really the only thing that was different about this hearing that I recall was that. I mean, not different, but
Jim asked that we not do them at all. It's not drafted that way.
That's another sidebar discussion we should have at some point, a work session or something on that tree mitigation plan. Because my personal view is we probably should designate state lands, federal lands, something a little bit differently than private property.
Well, sure. But it's that same thing that the landowner can do lots of things before the companies ever show up.
That's right, yeah, you really do sort of create an environment for mischief rather than
I'm comfortable the way it is for Bison 3, but I agree with you that that's also a separate discussion.
Yeah. Yeah, I am too, actually. Especially out there.
I don't want to start handling it ad hoc.
I don't know. The good news is that there are probably not too many trees involved in this situation.
Right, but I think that that's a worthy discussion to have.
Private land, federal land, state land, perhaps.
Something. Yeah. I don't mind having some guidance either for landowners, because, you know, a landowner is like, well, what am I supposed to do about this, you know? And it'd be nice if they know they have at least some moral right to demand some things, like, well, you know, here's a standard, if you will, or something, some, you know, direction.
Right now, they don't have to take the trees. The company just has to plant them somewhere else.
Right. Which does seem like kind of crazy to me that we would.
I mean, the whole thing to me is
require that.
It is a little bit. I mean, in North Dakota, if you want to talk about native, you know, what it looked like
before
people were, you know, actively cultivating. The only place there was a tree was in a river bottom, basically. Right. Outside of that, it was prairie. So there's kind of an artificial feeling about the whole thing. But it's a discussion for, I think, another day and not necessarily in the context of this
one. I'm fine. I have one question about, since going back to the discussion before the meeting, and again, I'm not necessarily saying we should just start putting this in the orders, but regarding they testify that they report to Fish and Wildlife once a year the taking of migratory birds, maybe all birds. I don't remember that. Is there a way we can just get a copy of that report? I don't want to add an extra burden.
Let me see if I can work something into an ordering clause here somewhere.
Well, I don't know if, you know, if these guys want that.
I don't know if it needs to be ordered. They, I think, just agreed that they would.
They did say they would do it, yeah.
Okay.
But I'm sort of thinking bigger again about how much more of that can we be getting from the other companies.
Well, that's where you draw the line, because there's so many reports that they'll file to all these agencies.
Right.
We don't, maybe.
It's just a matter of ease of aggregation than anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's another one that could be just dealt with in a rule.
Yeah.
Later on down the line, too. Yeah. Rather than talking about it in the context of the order, understanding that they're going to be submitting it anyway. But, you know, maybe it's just part of citing rules in the future. We indicate that permittees submit whatever they're submitting to other agencies so that we have an aggregate here.
Yeah.
So the first time we hear about it is not on the nightly news.
Or at least if we do, it's our fault.
So this one,
let's hold off on it.
Yeah, I don't want to. I think so too. I don't think I want to start changing the orders. And to me, that's a little bit discriminatory. But as a broader discussion,
I'd put it on that list of things that we've got on the citing rules tweak. Anything else in the ordering clauses, page 8 or page 9? Okay. Jerry, anything else we need to be thinking about?
I don't think so. I would plan to put this on for the 12th for the next agenda.
And that works for me.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order?
I don't think so.
Hey, can I? Nothing for me, but since we have David on the line, can I ask him a question?
Sure.
Not related to this, David? I know you've told us this 100 times, and I should remember, but where exactly are you in terms of construction on Bison 1? And I could go look at the construction report, but since you're on the phone.
Getting close, it looked like, from the last one.
Yeah, we have Bison 1A done, which is the 2.3 turbine. That was done last year, and now we're starting to get things delivered for Bison 1B, which is the 3.0 direct drive turbines. Actually, some of the parts just came to the harbor in Duluth a couple weeks ago, and they are starting to be shipped out there. And then kind of have construction. Ron Gullix is here, too, in November or so, we're thinking about being done.
Yeah, we're in the process now of delivering some of the components to the site, and we're going to proceed with the erection of the towers and the nacelle. The hub components are expected to be shipped out to the site probably the first and second week in November. So once those hubs are on the site, then we'll be attaching the blades then and flying the rotors and completing the turbine. So we still expect to have all the units running by the end of the year.
Cool. Okay.
And David, then for Bison 2 and 3, I think we were looking at just doing some road work and stuff this fall, right?
Correct. We've started some road work on Bison 2 already, and then once we have the permit for Bison 3, we'll do some additional road work as long as conditions merit.
There's a strong possibility that we'll get some of the foundations done for Bison 2 as well this fall.
Great.
Cruising along.
Yep.
Okay, well, these nice days.
Very good. Anything else for folks in Minn Kota or Minnesota Power? Sorry about that.
And we were thinking about renaming the project Gopher.
Yeah, sure.
Now we can't do that anymore.
No.
Well, that would cause us to reconvene the work session, I think.
Or Bulldog. You probably want to call it Bulldog. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well,
your capacity
factor. At least they win a national championship. Yeah,
your capacity factor would drop down to 20% if you did.
All right.
All right.
Thanks,
Very
guys.
Good. Thanks, everybody.
Appreciate it.
Bye.